Shalom, חברים וחברות מכל.
Hello, friends, men and women from all the groups in the World Kli. We are here with a special lesson with Rav Lightman. Hello, Rav Lightman. Hello, everyone. We gathered here less than 2 weeks before the beginning of the congresses, and we would like to kind of yank the maximum out of it. We went from two dense days of content that has been become clarified more and more. The essence of the content of the congress has become more clear over the last few days. If we put it in a sentence, we talked about despair of our own forces and through the greatness of the Creator reaching a prayer. If you can elaborate a little bit, because over the last few days you opened it up as the topic of the congresses, at least the Desert Congress. Rob, well, we have a few days left. Maybe there would be surprises. But indeed, we should reach a state where we realize that if not for help from above, we cannot do anything. And if it is help from above, then how do we appeal so that we will be rewarded with a response, an answer? And what do we lack in order to demand and receive this response? We need to scrutinize it. Maybe our question is wrong. It doesn't reach the Creator, if we can say so, or we're not capable of it. We're not ready to receive this response from Him, this answer. We don't have a kli with which to receive. And therefore, we need to scrutinize all of these things. So, all in all, we still have time left. Within these 2 weeks, we should be ready. So, how do we get ready? How do we carry out this task together so that we reach the Congress ready? Rav, it's through the daily actions that we do. There is no more than that. The more we connect between us in tens and all of us together into one ten around a single topic, the more we support each other, and in such a way, we will advance. I'm certain that we will reach at least some level where we would be able to influence the upper force and be ready to be under the influence of the upper force. Enter a mutual communication, a mutual connection with the Creator, so that we will feel that we already exist in a state where we have contact with spirituality. Do you expect these things? I mean, should we aim ourselves internally so that these things will happen even before the Congress starts, or in the Congress, or in between the Congresses? Rav, I'm not waiting for the Congress. I'm waiting for it to happen any moment. That's it. The Congress for me is not a date or a certain status where only there this should happen. If we start to all be connected together before the Congress, all the more so. But nevertheless, the Congress is such a big concentration of power, of demand from us to the Creator, and sensitivity to receive from the Creator in return back to us, that certainly it is a special state, and I very much look forward to it, to get results from it. Yes, and we see friends here in the center walking around preparing everything for the congresses. We invite everybody who is connected to us now, men and women from all the groups in the world, and we already see that USA Northeast has a question mark, so we're very much asking, this lesson is meant for you. Rav is here to answer you, to connect with you, the World Kli, so please put up the question mark. Any question that you have towards the congresses, ask it live, or if you cannot and you really want to ask, you can put up the question mark in our permanent, put up a question in our permanent link. You can see it right there, bit.ly/bb-ask. So, we can jump to the first question from USA Northeast.
Hello, Rav.
Hello.
My question is this. We've been talking so much about despair lately, and something that we want to actually come to. So, is despair in and of itself a goal along the path that we want to come to before reaching this first level of connection together? Is despair an actual desire that the Ten has together?
No.
We need to reach the goal. But If, on the way to the goal, as we focus all of our forces and forces and forces, these forces usually come to a state where we see that we're trying to do something, but we cannot achieve it. We try to do something, but we cannot reach connection. We try to do something, but we don't truly have a common desire where we're truly in one heart, all of us. And this is the despair of our own forces, trying to connect ourselves, to trying to find ourselves connected and aimed towards the Creator. This actually is the state that is revealed as a deficiency of a kli. Then in that deficiency, in that kli, we begin to receive the results. The Creator arranges the kli for us through an influence of a special light that arranges our kli, orients it, then he fills up the kli. He's revealed in it, in the right deficiency. Yes? A question came up. Again, we're waiting to see more question marks from the groups, and everybody's getting organized, I guess. We said during the last few days about the connection that should be formed with the friends who are coming from overseas, coming here to Petah Tikva, to Israel. Today there's also a big action of many friends from Petah Tikva who are going out to the groups in Israel, so that we will all reach the Congress together as one kli, one Israeli kli. So, what connection do you expect to be formed in the next week or 2 weeks between the world kli and the Israeli kli? Rav, I would like us to feel that we are all one desire. And it doesn't matter which bodies are here, fat or skinny, old or young, even men or women. Rather, these are our desires that should all together be connected as one kli. It's called as one partsuf. And in that partsuf, there would be a great, sufficiently great deficiency so that it would receive the revelation of the Creator in practice. That's it. So there's no reason to wait for friends to come here physically or Rav. No. Well, the fact that we connect physically and many friends come and even now we are in some sort of physical connection, it's true and it's good. It has an influence of, you know, everyone on everyone, but it doesn't have to be specifically in the Congress. It's just that the Congress is the reason that around this date, around this state, we can be connected. But if we could do it in another place or at a different time, we would also be able to do it. If we could do it without actually coming to some physical place, but just like that, at a certain time, to be connected, we would also achieve the same thing. Our problem is that we need this ritual, this ceremony. We need it to for it to happen in one place, everyone together, under such pressure of thousands of people together, and this is why we're doing it. But certainly, certainly, it's not a must. Spirituality can take place, it can exist in an altogether different form, without time, motion, and place. Actually, now with the screens, when we see everyone, we can have the Congress right now. Rav, yes, of course. But still, we don't feel there's a Congress now. Rav, because there's no pressure. You see, that's the problem. There is no pressure from everyone that, yes, right now we must do it. In the time that we come to one place, 5,000 people or 7,000 or 8,000 people, then it's easier. Right? We start yelling, we start jumping, we start dancing, singing, hearing the same thing, and then throughout a few hours it just happens. Again, we're inviting friends. We see a first question mark from Sofia, so please. Hello from Sofia. We have the following question. Should we all together reach the state of despair so that our prayer would be common at the same time? Or is it each one separately that he can reach despair and raise man to the Creator? Rab, yes, this is called to be as one man in one heart. We need to feel, to understand, to agree that we are in one desire, that we are going towards a single goal, that we are all, the most important for us is to connect with in one deficiency and adjust this deficiency so that it would be as one. And then in such a way, when we turn to the Creator with this one deficiency, that indeed its power, its intensity is sufficient. Even if we raise this efficiency from the corporeal level, the lowest possible, but when we raise this thousands of deficiencies that are all connected together, then with that intensity, our deficiency is equivalent to a spiritual deficiency, and then it reaches what we call the throne of honor, the Creator. And by that, we awaken the upper force so that it would influence us in return. In all of these stages, after we've been working for such a long time in our restricted tense, limited tense, a physical tense with the same people, the same faces, I work with them all the time, very intensively. Now we're entering the Congress. How should I preserve my connection with the 10 of those names that I'm with? And Rav, no, it's better if I completely forget about the 10s and names wherever I am. In the Congress, I'm always in some incidental 10. One time with this 10, one time with that 10, another time with that 10, that's how it is. So it turns out that it's not worthwhile for me to think about my 10, my home, at all. None of it. I now need to work with them and connect with them and be with them as one man in one heart with those friends that the ushers determined that I'm going to sit with them. That's it. I'm not looking for anything more than that. So don't keep your connection with Rav. No. This, for me, is the 10. Any moment that they tell me, sit here, this is your seat, this is your place, then I integrate with that 10, and I am now going to discover the Creator with it, with them. Out of them I bestow to them, and he through them is bestowing to me. And that's it. There's nothing else in the world. Only this 10 where I am. Okay, about a different topic, but it's a question from, you know, many, many friends with the connection and the Congress and everything. They're concerned about the virus. Rav, about? The virus, the corona. Rav, the coronavirus. Nevertheless, we are gathering together, many people. Spiritually, how can we approach this topic? Rav, there is no problem. There is no problem. We need to do it as we decided in advance. We must not cancel it. We must not avoid coming because of it. We need to do all of the conditions that the health ministry is requiring. Whatever VOS demands is the International Organization of Health. And we need to, nevertheless, reach connection. Specifically, this way we will succeed. It is impossible to do anything. Usually the Creator deliberately arranges such things to those who want to perform a spiritual effort, and we need to accept these things, and in spite of it, he does his thing, and we do our thing. Excellent. So now we are going to read, we're going to call Sigal Ratz. She's going to come in and join us. There was a women's lesson this week, a very special one, very powerful one. Even many men who heard this lesson were inspired from it, and it set a line for what we're now talking about. So we gathered, actually the women gathered a few questions that came as a result of this lesson about the congresses, and in general, we're going to bring it up now. And again, we're inviting anyone who is watching us, men or women, you know, you can ask more questions. You're invited. We see you here in the studio. We will see you. Sigal, please join us. Maybe you can say a few words, Rav, about this lesson, your impression from the women's lesson this week. Rav, well, usually once in every 2 weeks, Sigal says, yeah, it's a bit more depending on the times, but usually the gap is bigger once a month, sometimes even a month and a half that we have a women's lesson. Rav, so every month, let's say, I have a women's lesson. Usually about 400 women gather in our study hall where every morning we have our lessons with the men. And this time it was truly a very meeting that was very much to the point, but also a very hearty one. I'm very pleased with it. I felt that there is a great change, an essential change among the women. And, well, let's hear how the women were impressed from this, were excited from this. Yes, Sigal. So first of all behalf of all of the women, there was truly a great impression from this lesson. They came out feeling that the lesson was very strong, very significant, very essential, like you said, truly like that, truly with kelim, with tools, means, and advice for inner work, how to break the barriers between us, how to relate to any situation that comes up. I would like to ask a question also about what you talked to Shai about the Congress, about this intensity that generates the kli, this pertsuf. We had the following question. What is the role of the women in the common prayer that is created? Rav, just like the men. Not less. Not less. In spirituality, there is no difference. There is men's deficiency, a women's deficiency. There are deficiencies. Deficiencies. And there is no problem, and there's no preference to the men's deficiencies first and the women's deficiencies later, or the other way around. Rather, everything is measured according to the intensity of the deficiency, the true power of the deficiency. And in spirituality, there is no difference. In spirituality, each one of us comprises a man and a woman, and our forces of overcoming are called gever, man, from the word hitgabrut, overcoming. And those who are in our, when we are in our will to receive, that's called a woman, isha, nukva. This is how it is. And therefore, according to the corporeal gender, there is no difference between men and women. And we also see that in the Exodus from Egypt, and we see it from the times of our forefathers, and also later, this whole period of time of the kingship of Israel and the two in between the two temples, how much the women carried out a very important role. Esther, Naomi. I'm not even talking about the mothers and the prophets, the women prophets that we had. We had such women that the men would come to them and ask them what to do, and whatever the women would say, spiritually speaking, they would keep it. You mentioned in the lesson a state of feeling warmth and confidence that we need to produce between us. So a friend is asking, how do we generate that feeling of warmth and confidence when most of the connection between the women is virtual? Rav, what does it matter? Nowadays, well, and if we speak this way, then there can be warmth and confidence. It is only through speaking for the time being. And indeed, thank God, we have the possibility to all be connected virtually. Nowadays, with all of the computers and equipment, all the more so. And in that, actually, a woman has a greater ability than a man, because a woman, most of the time, is at home. The man, most of the time, is at work, let's say. In many cases, at least. And therefore, a woman has a greater possibility to have an earphone and have her phone in her pocket and to be connected with her friends And she can, throughout the day, as she's working at home or being with the children or at the kitchen or anything, she can study or truly complete books of the study of the Ten Sefirot. A friend is asking from Lithuania about the women's stand. She's asking, what is a tent for the women? Is it more for mutual support, or is it a place to do the spiritual work just like the men? Rav, just like the men. Like the men. The question is, however, how much women are capable of it, they can do it. It is difficult. But, specifically, as I explained in that meeting, women who very quickly reach despair from their inability to connect between them, for a man until, let's say, now, we're with men in this special time when we're saying, we can't do it. We can't do it. That's it. As it says, he raised his hands, he put up his hands to God. We cannot connect. And with women, this business is a lot simpler, because a woman, to begin with, understands and feels how much she's not capable of it. There is some kind of a very clear barrier between each woman and any other woman, and she cannot connect with her. So to a man, it might take 10, 15, 20 years until he gets it, that he is not willing, is not capable of connecting with other men. And then they all cry out to the Creator, break down this barrier between us. So we didn't see this barrier. Now we see it, we feel it, there is a barrier between us, and this barrier is in the heart. A woman, to begin with, says, I cannot speak with any other woman. If I talk to her, well, we can talk, but certainly not to connect. And if to connect, not in the heart. So it's clear to us, and therefore, a woman, in terms of the spiritual work, she's closer to praying to the Creator, to demanding from here the force of connection, than a man. So therefore, she actually has an advantage relative to the men. Is it personal work of every woman, or is it the work of a group of women that should come with a shared cry? Rav, no, that's it. This outcry, this demand has to come from the group of the women. That's it. But it means that they should reach the same state as the men. They're not capable of it. And the people of Israel side from the work. That's it. Can you say that we reached that state already, the men's group and the women's group, that we are truly going towards this? Rav, we can reach that, those who reach it and those who don't. Well, we're not all in the same state. And also when they came out of Egypt, we always have four kinds of groups in the whole nation, and also now. I think that all in all, yes, we are ready. There's another question here. What is the meaning of the sentence, in the multitude of people is the king's glory? Rav, that is, the greater the audience that we have, the glory of the king, meaning the power of the revelation of the Creator, will be greater. Let us hope that when we gather for such congresses, we have such great participation. It's thousands of people who are connecting together, that we will be ready for a great connection. We have another friend, and she says the following, a friend from Toronto. Soon, I will be 60. Sometimes, when I look at myself from the side, it seems absurd to me to come and run around in a big congress. I mean, who can I bring inspiration to? Isn't it time to give the stage to the younger generation? I'm not talking about you, Rob, because you're a guide. So, in other words, Rab, it's not too bad that you are too old, we forgive you, because you are our guide. It would be nice if you were young, but somehow we agree also to have an old man. Now she's asking the following, how can I, 60 years old, that's been running around this whole life, can still be useful? Maybe I should clear the stage for the younger generation. Rab, first of all, she should write down before her, a soul does not have an age. This you must know. And I now look at the friends here, men and women. We have young men, young women, older people also. There is no difference in the soul. There is no difference. In the soul, there is no difference. A person, according to his body, he passes away, but that same soul continues. A second later, it continues to its next incarnation. And this is something that you cannot even describe in what form, in what corporeal clothing. Therefore, we should not take into consideration the gender or the age of our friends. Each and every one carries within him a part of the upper force from above, and therefore he is important. And without him, the kli will not be complete. And in spirituality is wholeness, completeness. So until you have the very last detail of the general soul in its place, that soul is incomplete, not fully corrected. Friends around the world, I must say, feel this state of the eruption of the prayer. There is truly a feeling of this alertness in the air, that the time has come that we are truly ready for this outcry. So we have the following question. How can we all feel around the world, those who are also not physically in the Congress, as one body? Rav, first of all, I recommend to everyone to be connected with us around the clock as much as possible. And to prepare themselves in such a way, let's say, I see Santiago, New York, other such groups, Bogota, Canada, San Francisco, and I'm certain that in all of these places, not all the people can come here. Let's say, well, I mean, that's clear, but I'm asking, nevertheless, let's say from Asia, Alec, I'm sure, is coming. I see him here. But as for the others, so what am I trying to say? Try to arrange it. Santiago, you're coming. We know that. We know that. I'm waiting for you. Andres, but I think that they should all prepare themselves during those days, arrange everything in advance so that they can sit down, if not in a group, then by themselves at home. But it's best if it's with a few other people together from the same group, and that way to be with us in the Congress. And we will try to pass on to you all of the warmth of our heart. A question from Europe. In our attempts to connect, when I feel the resistance to connection, how can I stay in it and not allow the ego to run away? Rav, we should also realize that the moment that we begin to connect, we have a problem. I connected, and I think, oh, that's it, everything is good. There is no such thing. If I do not renew each and every second, as it says, renewing each day the act of Genesis, of creation, if I do not renew the connection between us, more connection and more connection and more connection all the time, then my connection, I'm not even aware of it, but it disconnects. It could be that I will listen, I will see the picture, the image, but the heart disconnects. Therefore, I constantly must be renewing all the time, so that my heart will be connected to the Congress. Okay? And how do you do that? Rav, how do you do it? By warming up the heart, by preparing it, exciting it, and constantly caring that it will not cool down. Another question, what result should we wait for from the big Congress? Rav, the result from the big Congress, I think, should be only one thing, that we are all connecting on a certain spiritual level, such that the Creator is revealed between us. This is what I'm certain that we all want. And it seems to me that pretty much we're all ready for it, and we will do it. I see people here that have been with us for a long time, and it could happen. Very loyal friends. Grisha, privet.
No.
Yes. We have a question from the North American part of the Women Kli. They're asking the following. Last week in the morning lessons, you related to North America as one group. I think that a group can be strong only according to the strength of the women part of it. Is this a clarion call to the North America women to support as one Kli and support the men? Rab, I don't think that's something new. We talked about it for a long time, for many years, many times, and I very much hope that the women all over the world, they should feel how much their connection is important and how much we truly want and we need, we require their participation. Therefore, please pass it on to all of the women that we very much expect their participation. We have a question from Almaty. Almata. Almata, please. Thank you very much, Rav, for allowing me to ask. Recently, you've been giving us tasks that are not kind of very clear. They might be ambiguous, so it's hard to carry them out. So there are tasks such as I need to write down negative things about the friends, or to be in the right kind of despair and then connect it to joy, or I need to give inner joy to the group. What should I bring from all of this? What should I bring to the Congress? What's relevant to the men's Congress, the Desert Congress, and what to the big Congress? Rav, to the Desert Congress, the men's Congress, you should bring your heart ready to connect with the friends, and that you disconnect from the entire world, from everything. You only have the friends, and we are coming to such a place where there is nothing. It's desert. There's just sand, all desolate, maybe a few camels next to us. That's it. Nothing besides that. There is one big tent in which we will study. Next to it, there is another big tent where we are going to sleep. And there is a place where we are going to eat, also a tent, right? And tables, chairs, that's it. Nothing besides that. And silence, silence, like that. And we need only one thing, to connect in our hearts. We will have there 1,500 to 2,000 men, only men, no woman even nearby, none. Only men, only friends, only those who are studying and who realize that all of their power must be in the connection between them and with the Creator. This is what we need to reach. So, when you come, you are coming to this image. Only my friends and myself together with them inside of a place where we shut ourselves in so that we can connect only between us, disconnected from the whole world, and the connection should be so strong until the Creator will be revealed in his with his force between us. This is what you're coming to. You are coming, right? I know. And 2 days later, after we finish this Congress, we are going to come to the General Congress, where besides the men, we will also have the women, 5,000 or 6,000 or 7,000 people, I don't know how many people we will have there, and they also are all going through the same preparation as you are now hearing it. Well, first of all, most of the women are in the lesson, are in lessons just like you, and most of the women are coming to my lessons whenever I give them lessons. So we need to connect later on with the preparation that we had in the Congress, only the men, but the women would also watch that, and together with us, and they would also be there in heart and soul, only not physically. And now we are in the big Congress, and there we all connect together in one heart. The men in the men part, the women in the women's part, and also together. For 3 days. So, 2 days in the desert, and then 3 more days in the big Congress. I hope very much that it will give us such power this time that we will obligate ourselves and the Creator to connect up to the revelation of the Creator between us. And we're waiting for everyone, so please, those who have not yet made up their mind, it's not too late yet, please, get into the website, fill up your details, and come. A question from Krasnodar. Hello, Rav. I have the following question. In my 10, a friend has some situation related to necessity, and he shared it with us, and we were very impressed. We felt a bit of fear. His family might be left without their home. So, how do we connect this situation correctly with the lessons about despair? Because before the Congress, we need to integrate with all of these situations to be inside of it. I understand the friend that in such situations you lose everything. You can't think about anything because it's really necessity. How do you work with it? How do you connect everything with this sequence of lessons about despair? That this is the clue to with which to turn to the Creator. Rav, first of all, I'm asking you to always disconnect the loudspeaker because later on there's a feedback and it's a hindrance. So whoever is talking to us before you talk on the microphone, you have to turn off the speaker. That's one thing. Second, help the friend to settle in his situation and realize that his trip, well, first of all, if he is incapable of it, then, as we say, if it's a necessity, it's not to be denounced or praised, he has to stay at home. If he comes anyway, he comes with his deficiency, with his lack of a kli, not his individual lack. If he's capable of such things, let him come. If he's not capable of it, let him not come. Again, if he has a lack to reach a connection with us and the revelation of the Creator, he should come. If his lack is to take care of things at home, he should stay at home. That's it. Yes.
How can we make it so that forces like you discussed, Esther, Naomi, prophets, how can these forces be revealed?
Well, we also want them to be revealed or to reveal something to us. Like a person should say, when will my deeds reach the deeds of my forefathers? So, all the more so, I very much want it to happen. The question is, when will it happen? But each one must reach the degree of Moses. That's it, each and every one. So this is the highest degree. When we all connect our souls, when we are all included in the soul, then we reach that degree. Well, for sure we're going to get there. The question is when. But we should always have this aspiration.
Another question. If I want to give my maximum in the next few days until the Congress, what should I do? What should I put the emphasis on?
I think that, first of all, go over our lessons, what we go over each and every day. We had a lot of questions and scrutiny, specifically in relation to such states that we're going through. That's one thing. Second, now we're going through, you know, we have enough people who are coming here each and every day, coming from different places. So we need to take them into consideration, come closer to them, somehow try to be in support towards them, the men and the women. Well, this is what we need. Besides that, we have commitment to dissemination, and we have another special situation here. So, all in all of these things don't leave us with any spare time, and it's good. So, for the time being, I don't see any questions.
We got a question from Mauricio from Brazil, 10, yes. Number 10 there. He's asking, why do we think that we're studying more and more, and then still sometimes it seems like we're not advancing?
Yes, it's always this way. The more a person knows, the more he advances. It seems to him that he knows less, and he's not advancing, he's actually moving away. It is a sign of the right advancement. Because in the beginning it seems to us that, well, what is the creator? He, me, and him, he's right here. I'm going to just do a little effort. But later on, when I start to understand out of the study and out of the connection how opposite we are and how far away we are, then certainly it is very difficult for me to think about how to connect at all with the Creator. How can I even rise above my nature? I begin to feel around a little bit, and I realize that it is simply not within my power. New York.
New York.
Hello, can you hear us?
Yeah. Can you
okay.
Hear me?
Hi, Rav, everyone. I wanted to make a, you know, let you know and all the friends know that right after the Yeshivat Chavarim, we're going to have in North America an emergency meeting after your words.
Ata lo shamata, Leo.
Leo, didn't you know that you have to disconnect your speakers? We can't hear anything of what you're saying. This is the result.
No. Shai, תגיד לו.
לא, כנראה שזה פידבק ממקור אחר, אולי בתרגום, אז נבקש מ...
Maybe it's feedback from a different place. I don't know. Maybe sound department can look at it. So, repeat.
So, I'm saying, right after the Yeshivat Chavarim, we're going to have an emergency meeting. We push the meal, the North American meal, and we're going to have an emergency meeting of all the friends in North America, men and women. This meeting was organized by the Arvut team and the English department and a few other friends. And it's going to be on around the things that you told us a few days ago in the lesson. And we really want to see this meeting as the beginning of the formation of a serious North American clique. And we're going to discuss what you told us. So I wanted to know if there's... you know, we know that these meetings are not, things don't change after one meeting. This should be an ongoing process, almost like a daily thing. What would you say would be a good outcome of such a meeting right now before the Congress for all of North America?
The revelation of the deficiency for general connection across the world, and which begins from my 10, and that deficiency becoming so powerful and intense that we will force the Creator to fill that deficiency with correction and then fulfillment. That's all. Our deficiency is not corrected. It's insufficient. It's not good. But we demand the Creator to establish, stabilize the correct deficiency, bind us together correctly, fill it with light of chasadim. This is called sanctifying it, and then filling it with light of chuchma, which is the actual revelation of the Creator inside it. That's what we're expecting. All right, we are towards conclusion, and we then move to our 30 minutes where we report about the Congress and preparations for the Congress, and we will also give you an update that next week we will have this format as well as the webinar in a different format, because we'll already have dozens, if not over 100 friends from the World Kli. So we'll find a place that can have everyone in it, and it'll be your lesson with the friends from the World Kli live. So maybe from our study hall. Maybe we'll have so many people that we can't even fit them in the big studio. So yeah. But so some of you are going to be here physically, so you should know next Sunday you and Rav, special lesson for the World Kli friends who are here. And your conclusion, Rav, what can we prepare for in the next week? Well, I already said my conclusion several times today. I expect all of you to come. Those who haven't decided yet, make the last minute decision and jump on it and come here. I expect everyone to come, but also those who have to stay, be with us in heart and soul, and together we're going to make this connection happen, and the Creator will be with us and close in on us in a way that will begin to feel that He lies in the connection between us. Both men and women, all together, across the world, we're all children of the Creator. Let's make the place for Him to be revealed, and by that bring Him contentment. I'm very expecting this to happen. Very much expecting this. With this, we conclude. Thank you very much, Rav Lightman. Thank you, and until next week, all the best. Santiago, Chicago, Los Angeles, Sofia, Africa, Moscow. Who else is there? Bogota, Plovdiv, Vienna, and more and more and more. Thank you.
Поиск счастья гонит нас вперед, не дает покоя нам и сна. Долго падать в бездну, но за ней полет. Миг и даль ясна, душа растет у человека незаметно так. Лишь мудрецу дано увидеть ее рост, отдача ближнему виднеть другого метода. Наш путь непрост, душа растет у человека не по времени, работу сердца совершая вновь и вновь, чтобы в конце произросла на свет из семени любовь. Искра в нашем сердце тянет нас наверх, не дает покоя нам и сна. Ты упал, товарищ, встань и вновь поверь. Надо все познать. Душа растет у человека незаметно так. Лишь мудрецу дано увидеть ее рост, отдача ближнему. решая вновь и вновь, чтобы в конце произросла на свет из семени любовь. Let your heart speak, let your heart listen, shoulder to shoulder. Deepest ocean, together we're drawn in. I won't let go. It feels so good to be a part of you. This is why.
שלום לכל החברים והחברות שחזרתם, תודה שחזרתם אלינו. אנחנו כאן בפורום מצומצם מעט, תכף תבינו למה. הרבה מהחברים מפתח תקווה יצאו לבקר בקבוצות הכלי הישראלי, והרבה גם בעבודות הפצה והכנות לכנס. אז אנחנו בפורום מצומצם, אבל מאוד מאוד חזק וחם, ובעצם אנחנו כולנו ביחד בתוך השידור הזה. אז אנחנו רוצים להתחיל. אנחנו מסתכלים לאזור הכללי של שם.
ככה.
כן. הניתוב עוד מעט יעבירו בתקווה את המצלמות לשם, ואז אנחנו, זה יהיה מולנו. או שאפשר להסתכל לשם. אנחנו נשמע עכשיו חברים שנמצאים בשטח, בפעולה מיוחדת, כמו שאמרתי, של יציאה לקבוצות. הנה, הגענו לפה. אז בבקשה, אם אפשר מהניתוב להעלות את גיל קדם, יחד עם לואיס, שנמצאים בדרכם לבאר שבע.
פוטוס ולואיס, איתם עושמים.
שומעים חברים?
שומעים טוב.
Can you hear us? Yes, we can hear you. Now we can hear you. Yes. Okay, we are here with friends driving to Beersheva. We have friends from Bogota and another friend who came here from Spain, and Slava's here and other friends, and we're going to the Great Beersheva group, and maybe let's hear the friends say a few words. What are they expecting from this meeting? So what are you expecting from meeting the friends from in Beersheva towards the Congress? Very excited.
My heart is really pumping towards meeting this wonderful Kli of Be'er Sheva, filled with love, with open hearts. I know you are men of love, and you're welcoming every friend like it's a child out of your family. So I feel like I'm in among family. Love you, friends. Jose. Hello, friends. How are you? What can I tell you? The question I always had, and it's, what is the love of friends? The truth is that love of friends, this mutual aid, I felt it today in Petah Tikva, and from my ignorance, I don't speak English, I don't speak Russian, I don't know any language besides Spanish, but the Creator is great, and He gives you patience of the friends, and that is the love of friends, the patience they have for a person who's not necessarily on their level. Thank you, brothers. So we are on the way to Be'er Sheva, and L'chaim, friends. L'chaim, big L'chaim, drive carefully. We are very excited. This was just a taste. I think there are like 20 groups that are welcoming people today from Elat all the way to the north, and they will really do an action of preparing the Israeli Kli to become one Kli. There's no more Petah Tikva and Israeli groups. There is one Israeli Kli meeting the whole world Kli. And like we have Rav saying, no more tens now, nothing. Everything is mixing into one big Kli, one global Kli. And the glue that keeps all these congresses together, helping us connect, is this special thing called music and melodies. And we have the honor and privilege to host the representative of the global band that will accompany us for the week of congresses, Danny Weitzfeld. What's going on? First of all, I'm no longer Danny Weitzfeld. I am the replacement of Chupchik, which is my new title from Saturday. Yeah, thank you. It's great to be here. It's great to see all my family here on the screens all over the world. Always unbelievable. I see you. I see all of you on the screens. So, what did you want to hear? Well, we want to hear a taste of what's coming in the Arava Congress, Desert Congress, Big Congress preparations.
Okay.
So, as you know, every year we learn our lessons and try to get better.
הדבר שגם קורה במשך השנים זה
and the thing that's happening throughout the years from one year to the next is that for Rav the music becomes inseparable from the lesson. That's it. It's no longer lesson and a song at the end. To him the songs are inseparable. Sometimes to awaken the friend, sometimes to communicate an emotion. Well, we all feel it, we all see it. So it's a lot of responsibility, and it's great pressure on the one hand. On the other hand, it's Rav treats it almost like a source excerpt, so that it has to accompany the lesson. And over the years, there's been this thing where it's natural to feel a difference between what's happening in the Arava, which is one vibe, something more internal, inner gathering, capturing the prayer, and then erupting and bursting in a big love in the big Congress. And so in the Arava Congress, we decided not to bring instruments. We all sing there together as one man. men in one heart. So it's not like there's a band, it's more like there's someone who just orchestrates the singing. And so we're just motivating everyone to sing together. And every year we're also thinking about hard, about what are the best songs to sing together and not get confused and so on. So that's the Arava Congress. Any questions on that before I move forward? No, I just remember that when did it feel like the Congress began? When Rav suddenly said in 3:45 or something, put a song. Yeah, there was a long time without songs in the morning lesson. And then suddenly every lesson, now there's three songs.
כן, אז ואז מתחילות ההכנות לכנס הגדול, שזה... אם היית מספר לעוד איזה צוות מוזיקלי בעולם, מה...
And then there's the preparations for the big congress. You know, if you told some professional musical team around the world, they would say what we're doing is crazy. Wait, before you start, we have a surprise. There's a clip. There's a video clip. Let's watch a video clip about what Denny is going to talk about and speak over it. What are we seeing? Yeah, we are seeing Carlos from Spain connected on Zoom to the rehearsal. And then we see the guys from Petah Tikva who are preparing. And I'm assuming that here we are doing a workshop before we start playing. There's more friends on the Zoom there. I see Seth Brightman. Seth Brightman stayed awake until 3 a.m. to be with us live in the rehearsal. So I think Azulas is there from Lithuania. And yeah, that's how we rerun the rehearsals. Yeah, I'm just confused a little bit. There we go, he's Asaf there. So here's what's happening. First of all, it's so frustrating to choose the band because there's so many great musicians, but there's only 8 chairs on the floor. So every year you feel like something's missing, but we try to kind of rotate the people every year so there's more people trying it out. But what we're trying to do is to include as many friends around the world as possible. We've learned that over the last few years. It's not enough to just have the people who can meet physically. So we have friends from the whole world in the Congress band from beginning to end. We also found in previous years that, for instance, we had a Spanish song, so we had to send someone to find Juan Rico, and then, oh, he's in the kitchen or something. And that was just something that created a lot of mess. And today, this year, we managed to organize a band where, besides Turkish and German, we have all languages on stage. So we don't need to run and bring anyone. So if Rav asks for a song, we know how to play it. So that's one thing happening this year. Second thing, every time before a Congress, you know, we have to lock the songbook with all the chords. And I typically send the link of last year to the content teams, and I send it less to the musicians, more to the people who are not musicians, because the musicians typically like things that the rest of the people don't necessarily enjoy. So I send it to the people who feel the group and not necessarily are musicians, and they would say what songs we need to kind of renew and refresh. And so I renew the songbook and we print it, and then we meet with the guys and start rehearsing, and we've learned basically 100 songs that we need to be ready to play every moment virtually. Yeah, so in the rehearsal we play it on Zoom, and the friends are joining us on mute just so there's no disturbance. And does it work? Well, that's what we got. That's what we did for the Bulgaria Congress also. It was very moving and amazing. All right, so there's a lot to expect. Thank you, Danny, Asaf, all the friends from the virtual band. We can't wait to hear you. Also, I want to say again, we're not a band. It's not some Guns N' Roses going on stage. Our goal is just to lead, motivate the music so the friends will sing. I'd love, you know, love it there to be a curtain on stage. I don't know what. So the goal is really that Adam HaRishon will be singing as one. That's why we're there. Great, L'chaim. So before we move to the next item, I see United VG posted a question mark. You want to ask something? Or was it by chance, by accident? United VG1? Yes, no? Okay, if you do have a question, we'll get back to you later. Can you hear us? Hello, everyone. Yes, we can. We're very happy to hear you, and we are also on the way with friends from Petach Tikva to a gathering of friends. A few words. You feel like you're with the Creator here. Thank you all, friends. Together we are one big BB family. Well, we just want to be your brothers. L'chaim. Okay, so if you didn't understand what we just saw, it's more friends who came from the worldly, and these are interns who came before everyone. They are setting up the logistics for the hall congresses, and now they went out to visit an Israeli group, and so it's exciting to see. And as part of the week of congresses, those who come, there's also 2 days between the Desert Congress and the Big Congress. And these 2 days, we want to get the most out of them, because it's really just one big congress. So with me is Boris Beletslakovsky, that besides being a coordinator for the Russian language, he also took responsibility for these 2 days to make them as effective as possible. Tell us about it. Yeah, so it starts before these 2 days. It starts basically throughout the week, which is even before the Desert Congress, and we found that we actually have another congress. We have this local congress here. All the friends, all the guests who are coming to stay here. Maybe we realize it a little late than needed, but we see that actually from the next Sunday, from the 16th, it's going to be very interesting here every day. There's going to be a lot to do every day. We're building up the schedule now, and you can also join and influence it. What would you like to participate in? What kind of activity you'd like to have here? Generally speaking, from Monday, the schedule will look like this. From 5 to 7 p.m., there will be a Rav lesson, and then from 10 to 12 in the morning, and from 2 to 4, let's say, there will be two more blocks where we need to do something together. So that depends on us, what we're going to do, and how effective and interesting we'll do it, so that we don't waste any time. One of the blocks, on the 19th, which is a day before the desert, we're going to have a writing session with Senka. So, from 10 to 12 p.m., anyone who wants, a.m., sorry, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. So, if you want to write, you should know that on that day, you don't go to the beach or something like that, you're going to come and improve your writing skills. In every language, yes, it's going to be translated. It doesn't matter what language the presenter will be, we'll always translate to all languages. At least that's what we're expecting to do. So, in the next 2 days, we'd like to have exactly every activity pre-planned so that everyone can plan their schedule. If you want to go out on a trip or something, so you know what activity there is on that day that you might not want to miss. so you can all just be ready. We think that it's just mandatory to have a full schedule, that there's always what to do, and if you don't have anything else to do or you're not doing some logistics works or anything like that, so that we don't waste any time. We see that our teacher always puts an emphasis on not wasting any minute. And so a week before the desert and then 2 days between the congresses, very special, important time. So on Sunday, wait, first of all, we come back on Saturday after the desert. So we're going to have an evening. So we'll do something. In the evening, it'll be some sort of a summary, a conclusion, sitting together, thinking what we went through and what we're going towards. So we're going to have this kind of day, this kind of gathering of friends. So it's important to say that you went to Rav, you asked him, and he recommended this, yeah? Yes, exactly. We consulted him on every stage. And so after we come back from the desert, what's the first thing to do? He said to digest, process what's happened, what has happened, and look forward. And the day after, we're preparing like a mini kind of gathering of very nice activities, showing everything that's happening in the organization in all languages. That's in the morning. Then afternoon, another lesson. And then the day after, it's actually a very challenging day because we have a schedule and we'll publish it and you'll see it, but it's a day that where there's both setting up to do, so we need all the people. On the other hand, we know that everyone sometimes comes to the exhibition gardens and they don't necessarily have what to do, and then they may walk around there and feel like time is being wasted. So we want to think together. I'm calling on everyone. Let's think about how do we make sure that no minute is wasted. So we'll try to make it so that whatever is needed, whatever help is needed for the setups, that's the first priority, but after that, we need to know what other things we're doing together. And so if someone is free, we can come together and talk about preparation for the Congress, maybe. In short, it's all in our hands. We're going to do to have basically a third Congress that we didn't think is happening, but it is. It's kind of like the layer behind everything, starting on the 16th and then moving to a transition after the desert. And then also after we come back from the trip after the big Congress, there's going to be another evening and another 2 days. All of that time we are here together. Send us your suggestions. Send an email to go to the link and share with us what would you like to have happen in that time. So in a week it starts. In a week we're going to be in a different schedule. Yes, full schedule, diverse schedule for all languages, everyone who will be here in Petah Tikva, and of course those who will be on the way, on the roads, you can connect to it as well. So it starts from February 16th, and we cannot conclude such a meeting without an update from the registration and logistics. Marik, tell us, what's the status? Yeah, first of all, sorry that I'm on my own here because there is a simulation now that is taking place for all of the Congress systems. So Alon is activating a lot of the systems and he sent his regards, setting up all the systems to welcome our friends. So what's the numbers? Right now, we are looking at 2,741 people who registered for the Congress. This is more than last year at this time. And like we heard from Rav on Shabbat, we're going to cross this number because every day there's more than 100 people registering, and until Thursday we have the early bird price, and almost every day more than 100 people register. I think we will cross the 3,000 mark. Now 701 is from people from the World Kli. Last year we had 750, so we expect to cross that and reach about 1,000 people from the World Kli. Also The Desert Congress is surprising. As of now, we have 986 people registered, almost 1,000 people, and 302 from the World Kli. We are also thinking that we will cross that number this year, and we'll have more people than last year. And now a few logistical things with regards to both Israeli Kli and the World Kli. Let's start from the Israeli Kli, friends from the Israeli Kli, all the men who registered to the Desert Congress. You're going to get a personal email to register for the bus. I know a lot of people are taking their cards, but we need to prepare ourselves to take buses from here. We need to know how many. So if you register to the Desert Congress, a man from Israel who registered to the Desert Congress, you're going to get an email today asking you if you want to register to the bus. So register and payment. So you have to answer that, and we will then know how to organize the buses. It's very important. We have 2 more weeks to get organized, so give us an answer. Now, about also we ran into like a funny situation. You know, in the lessons we say the Arava Congress, the Desert Congress, everyone's thinking that we're doing the Desert Congress in the Antelope area. You know, even someone in our tent said, how are we going to go there? How are we going to get there? But we tell them it's actually not there. We just call it the Arava Congress. We think it's that place, but it's not. So I want to clarify, the Desert Congress is going to be in the same place it was last year, which is called the Desert Ship, it's called. The address is in the Congress site. You can see the public transportation and also the what you need to put on the Waze app if you're coming in a car. If you're coming on a bus, we will definitely take you to the right place. If you come on your own, don't come to a different place. That'll be a shame. So, men, again, the Congress will be in the same location it was last year. It's called the Desert Ship, Sfinat HaMidbar. Go to the Congress site. There is an accurate address of where you need to be. So that's with regards to the Israeli Kli. Now, about the World Kli, we already have friends who started coming, and we already have some incidents where in the border control, sometimes friends are being pushed back if they have problems with their documents. Just for example, we had a guy from Kiev, friend from Kiev, who just 2 days ago had to be brought back because last time he was here, he didn't go out on time. And then at the border control, he was refused. So he had to go back. So first of all, if you come here and you have a problem, make contact with us. Also, show the letter that you're coming to the Congress. And if the documents are fine and everything's fine, you should be passing no problem. If there's a problem that we don't know, then we can't control it, we can't help it. And in this case, we tried and we called, and we were told we can't do anything about it. But what's important is when you go to the border control, tell them you're coming to a Kabbalah Congress. Why you're here, there is a number of Daniel Boz and also our security officer. They can call these people, they know us, they know these people, they know we're having a big congress, they know a lot of people are coming for it. So let's just make sure that everyone goes through that. And another small update, every person from the World Kli, let's say from those 701 people who registered to the big congress, you haven't yet filled up the form of accommodation. You received a personal email with a request to say, where do you stay? Hotel, BB Hotel, the center, someone's family, a friend. Only about 60% of the people filled up the form. It makes it very difficult for us because we want to know when to meet you, when to pick you up, how much food we need to prepare here, how to get ready, you know. So I understand some of you don't know your final information yet, but please, as soon as you know, fill out the form and give us the details. And also very important, not everyone sent their insurance. We don't need your insurance. We are doing this as a measure to make you prepared so that we can help you if you need it. So if something happens to you, so please just throw that document, that insurance, send it over. Again, it's just for you to have a healthy, safe stay here so we can be focused on spirituality. And as we all know, we need to do the maximum in preparation so that we don't need any of that. Okay, but we have to put the effort now, and focus now, so then we can only engage in connection. Yeah, it's beautiful to see how logistics also becomes spiritual, thanks to this very important precious team. Thank you, all the friends, for being connected to us. We will see you all in 15 minutes in the World Global Gathering of Friends. We're going to have a very, very warm, powerful gathering of friends with a lot of different Israeli centers welcoming a lot of friends. So let's continue to a song for now. We'll see you soon.
Темно, преодолев туман, где правда есть, а где пустой мираж. Cause if your day feels like the night, I'll help you step into the light. Because together we can make the darkness bright. Соединим, и мы достигнем нашей цели, слиться с ним. Juntos en unidad, la solución en tus manos está. If your day feels like the night, I'll help you step into the light. Because together we can make the darkness bright. Open your eyes.
Open your eyes.
Oh, look up to the skies.
Look up to the skies.
'Cause if your day feels like the night, I'll help you stand.